2 miles it was, roughly. The walk to work every day. And home again in the evening. I did that for the length of a whole year. Leaving number 8, Upper Clanbrassil Street. Closing its blue door on the smell of stale cabbage and overflowing rubbish bags stacked in the hallway. Down the steps, out onto concrete. The blur of morning traffic, buses full of people looking out with vacant eyes. I walked past the shop on Kelly's Corner. That shop's still there. It striped on and would be unfurled, though it was barely 8 o'clock. If I needed cigarettes, I bought them there and lit up, walking along. Walking and smoking were things I did very well. Walking's in my blood. We never had a car while I was growing up in the Midlands. My first sight of the sea wasn't until I was 14. I thought I'd die. I'd gone to work in Newcastle, County Down, at the age of 14, just for the summer months. I worked in a sweet shop. And because I was homesick, I ate loads of sticky rock and sweets we didn't have at home. My school uniform barely fitted me when the summer was over. The nun eyed me suspiciously that first morning, and I squirmed under her gaze. I loved the sea. The first splash of it against me bare legs. I wore silk hot pants. They were the fashion then. And I was only 14, away for the summer with my 3 best pals, eating sticky rock and going to dances and pretending I was older than I was. The boys wouldn't dance with us when they found out we were from the south. I often thought back to those days in Newcastle as I walked to work, past the headline pub and Mrs. Ebb's, the good as new shop. I was barely 18 and didn't really want to leave home. It was different being in Newcastle with the sea and sticky rock and hot pants. Sometimes I thought about London as I walked past the corporation houses, houses which aren't there any longer. Those houses are replaced by apartment blocks. They seem to me to look a bit like big glass honeycombs. When I was 16, I went over to London and stayed with one of my 3 older sisters. I worked in an insurance company in Oxford Circus. I left when the summer was over. I got a letter from a Russian man when I came home. He said he'd been in love with me all along but was afraid to tell me. I wrote back a few times, but it came to nothing. When I worked in the insurance office, I had to deliver files and messages to places all over the city. I soon figured out how to get to those places on the tube. I hadn't been one bit afraid of getting lost. But now I was in Dublin, and it wasn't just for the summer. I would be walking the same pavement every day, the same 2 miles there and back to work at Euston Station. I walked because I was able to live inside my mind the whole way down Lower Clanbrassil Street, down into New Street, down past Glen Abbey. I once knew a man who walked from Dundalk Town out to Black Rock every day in the summer and sang all the way at the top of his voice. That was his way. I remember a particular day. It was a Wednesday, that in-between day. Walking home from Euston Station, I bought ham, bread, milk, enough for 2 for my sister and I, and a black ball gown I saw peeking behind wool jumpers in the corner of a second-hand clothes shop window on Clanbrassil Street. I remember how its skirt fluffed out like the feathers of a swan. A black swan, a rare sight in among the reeds of widow's weeds, cast-off cardigans, loose buttons, loose tongues hanging out of old shoes. I remember my mother with gossiping women in Mr. Bohannon's, at least that's what the name sounded like. A shop I knew as a child of six in the Midlands, on the bridge over the Camcar River. Women like my mother sorted through the rubble of others' leavings in Mr. Bohannon's shop, as he must have sorted through the rubble of Europe before finding his way to a Midland town. I remember my black ball gown, its skirts fluffed out in a second-hand clothes shop on Clanbrassil Street, and how I wanted to bury my head in its folds right then and there, smell the smell of tulle. I carried it back to the bedsit, a stream of black tulle flowing through a paint-peeled front door. And when my sister went out to meet her fella, I slipped it over my head, my arms coming together like the necks of two swans in a mating dance. It fitted like a second skin. It hung across the wardrobe for the whole year I stayed in that flat. My sister was older, smaller, wore platform shoes, maxi skirts and coats. We went to Chivago's, the National. I hated those places. Instead, wanting to glide into high-ceilinged anywheres. Anywheres I could go in a black ball gown. There was nowhere. I went to Desmond Domnican instead, Academy of Ballet on Parnell Square. I was 18, much too old. Yet, still I went, pretending a grace I did not possess. When I was a child, there'd been no money for ballet or dancing shoes or ballet dresses. As a child, I read Judy and Bunty and then Jackie. Then I listened to Thin Lizzy and Horselips, knew all the words of all their songs. These songs were always in my head. I went to Parnell Square to Desmond Domnican's Academy for Ballet, one evening a week, until sense finally caught up with longing. I remember my black ball gown. How I'd lie on the bed to look at its plunging neckline. Its drifts of lace reminded me of black snowflakes. My black ball gown was my midnight mornings. A star on grey skies. My mother's smell. The hush that silenced voices behind locked doors. Other voices in other rooms in that tiny bedsit near Leonard's Corner. I was 18. I was barely 18, not wanting to leave the nest of my Midland home. But there was no work there. And besides, I had learned to type and take shorthand. I learned Pitman and knew how to make squiggles on the page. One squiggle was enough for one word. When I wasn't taking shorthand or typing up reports, I sat and smoked by the open fire in the office in Houston Station. It had a big bow window and looked down onto the street. I saw people rushing in with heavy suitcases, people going someplace. I felt I was going nowhere. Walking to work every day, walking those 2 miles helped to keep me sane. Sent the blood rushing through my body, up from my flat-soled shoes, through the calves, past the knees and thighs, up my back, around my shoulders, up through the tunnel of my neck, warming my skin, brightening my cheeks. By the time I got into work, I could have been going anywhere but there. But I was walking down Clanbrassil Street. There was no getting away from that. Down past the hairdressers, the photographer's shop with family portraits in the window, down to New Street and past St. Patrick's Cathedral, down the dip, the diving hill at Christchurch, down Wine Tavern Street onto Merchant's Quay. There were days black clouds where balloons filled to bursting with rain, and other days the sun bounced off concrete, off the Liffey waters, the smell of the river wending me towards Houston Station to the Typing Pool. No place for swans. Walking to work helped me forget the typing up of boring reports of boring meetings, full of boring Van Hool McCardle words. I was barely able to wait till Friday when I got the bus down to Houston with my weekend bag. Then later on in the evening, home on the train. I remember my black ball gown, how it lifted like the clouds that were black balloons over the quays, how it softened the black disc of smoke on the ceiling of the bedsit, where we burnt so many meals, smoked so many cigarettes. I remember the woman who sold me that gown, her round-bellied shape, her black hair, her blue eyes,